This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now. Connected to
Israel.
You just can't get enough.
Hear the rhythm.
Make it better like that.
Feel the roar.
UST Tiger Radio.
You are listening to College Radio Day. Across the nation, across the world, this is the day we all come together.
UST Tiger Radio, the only station where you hear the roar. I am Tiger Jock Nat, and with me here is
Tiger Jock Luke. Hello, everyone. I hope you guys are having a wonderful World College Radio Day.
There you go. Happy World College Radio Day. So right now we're going to talk about how college radio thrived in this type of setup now that we're in an online setup and we are all airing from the comfort of our homes.
That is right. And this, speaking of World College Radio Day, this is an entry for their 24-hour marathon. So thank you so much for tuning in to everyone around the world if you guys are tuning in. Hello, everyone. I hope you guys are having a wonderful morning, evening, afternoon, night. Not particularly sure, but then I hope you guys are having a good one.
There you go. And you guys, we will be having some guests in a while. We have Green Giant FM and Radio MC, which are some of the biggest college radio stations in Manila. So make sure to tune in for that because we'll be having some people from those college radio stations.
That is right. We do have Miguel Pardo from Green Giant FM and we have Paula Ayas from Radio MC. So before we continue, I hope you guys are following UST Tiger Radio on our social media because on Twitter, we're at Tiger Radio UST. On Instagram and TikTok, we're at UST Tiger Radio. On Facebook and YouTube, we're at UST Tiger Radio. On Mixer, we're at UST Tiger Radio.
And there you go. So make sure to tune in to our segment later on. We'll be right back with you and we'll be leaving you with a very quick song break. This is going to be Leave Before You Love Me by Marshmello and the Jonas Brothers. That's only on the station where you hear the roar. UST Tiger Radio.
I see you calling. I didn't want to leave you like that. It's 5 in the morning. Yeah. 100 on the dash. 'Cause my wheels are rolling. Ain't taking my foot off the gas. And it only took me one night to see the end of the line. Staring deep in your eyes.
you told me, babe. Someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget, and all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the band, I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, loading merch in that 12 passenger van. In a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name and a star. Now look at where we at, still growing up. Still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I'd become. Couldn't wait to get older, couldn't wait to be some. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Those good old days.
I wish somebody would've told me, babe, that someday these would be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Cause someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that glass first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that shelf. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought and felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. Moment frozen, sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you and that futon, we just begun. On the grass dreaming, figuring out who I was. Those good old days.
I wish somebody would've told me, babe, that someday these would be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Cause someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far, I guess I'm proud. And I ain't worried about the wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars, I've been around. I felt some pain, I've seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days.
You don't know what you got, whoa, whoa, till it goes, whoa, whoa, till it's gone, whoa, whoa, you don't know.
UST Tiger Radio, the only station where you hear the roar. Hello everyone, happy World College Radio Day. In case you missed it, our theme for today is Resilient Radio. But before we move on, I would like to reintroduce myself. I'm Tiger Jock Luke, and I am joined by
Tiger Jock Nat here. And you guys, we have some exciting guests for you. We have Green Giant FM and Radio MC that will be joining us for today.
That is true. We have people from both those college radio stations here to celebrate the general college radio vibe we got going on. So hello guys, would you want to introduce yourself or say something?
Hello everyone. I'm DJ Miggy, and I am from DLSU's official radio station, Green Giants FM.
Okay, hi everyone. I am Paula Julian Ayas, but I go on air as Senior Jock Julian, and I am the President and Head of Creatives of Radio MC in Miriam College, Quezon City.
Wow. So we have some big people joining us right now. So let me just ask you guys some questions about your college radio station. So how do you guys operate and flourish in this time right now, now that it's a pandemic, how do you guys operate your college radio stations?
Okay, ladies first.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, Paula.
Okay, so, well, I would like to give like a backstory of Radio MC. Before, we would go on air from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Tuesdays or Fridays. But like I said in the relaunch event of Tiger Radio, we can't really do that right now. So what we do is we post weekly shows on our official Facebook page. So shameless plug, if you guys want to follow, it's at Official Radio MC on Facebook and on Instagram. So we have 4 flagship shows. We have Radio MC's KnowledgeCast, which is the higher education unit wide news program of Radio MC. We also have Precut, which promotes up and coming artists. We have Halftime, which celebrates our sporty enthusiasts out there, and we have Filler Talk, the home podcast of Radio MC. Recently, we actually launched our new show, our BB show. It's entitled Unfiltered, where we get to show you guys an unfiltered version of ourselves, and you get to see a sneak peek into our daily lives. So that is basically Radio MC Online.
All right, sounds like you guys have things all worked up during the pandemic. Now, like, it definitely may have been a rough transition, but I feel like you guys have definitely bounced back, and that's so related to our theme today.
That's right.
All righty, how about you, Mr. Miggy? Do you have any, like, how did you guys bounce back? Was there anything that, any new techniques, methods, or ways to get by this pandemic?
Well, for Green Giants FM, it's been quite difficult to adjust to the online setting because our radio booth is all the way back at Taft at DLSU, and we won't be able to go there due to the pandemic. But we've been finding ways to cope, and perhaps our primary output in the online setting has been our own set of podcast series that we have been releasing. I'm pretty sure DJ Fonz, who was here in your Tiger Radio relaunching event, mentioned these, but there are a bunch of podcast series because we do see podcasts as a platform that has been gaining a lot of traction even before the pandemic. So we have a bunch of series there for you to look out for. You can check them out on our own website, which is greengiantsfm.com, or you can also check them out on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/greengiantsfm. So just to give a quick run through of these series, first we have The Real Deal, which is pretty much a podcast revolving and discussing different TV shows and your favorite films and the like. We also have The Mystery Box, which talks about all the ghost stories, the horror stories, the conspiracy theories that keep running through your head in the middle of the night. That's my personal favorite. I am one of the DJs who speak in that podcast series. Other than that, we also have The Game Hub, which is our resident gaming podcast. So any updates and trends in the gaming community or in the gaming industry, that's what we talk about there. And of course, we have the GGFM podcast, which is a stock podcast where we have a wide variety of topics that don't really fall under the previously mentioned themed topics. This is where we also guest some of our partners and clients of Green Giants FM.
There you go. So that's what Green Giants FM and Radio MC are up to. But as we all know, we are airing from the comfort of our homes. So what do you guys have to say about that? Do you have some experiences you want to share about home airing and, you know, being in our homes and performing to a live audience?
Well, my room basically just became a mini studio during this pandemic. Like, I had to buy ring lights, I had to equip myself for the online setting of Radio FMC. At first, as you guys said, it was really hard. Back then, we didn't really had online shows. Like, we were frequently uploading on Facebook because we were mostly heard within the bounds of Miriam College. So when we transitioned online, I had to curate and render all of our OBBs, our title cards, every little detail for our online shows. So it was super tiring at that point, but thankfully, I was beside my bed. So every time I would get tired with editing and rendering stuff, I would just lie down and take a breather, take a rest from everything that I've been doing. So that's basically my routine as a student jock of Radio MC.
Absolutely wonderful and extremely relatable, because I feel like that's one of the best things, or a big plus to home airing, is the fact that after airing, we can just immediately lie down. There's no long commute. There's no long scary walk back to your dorm at your
bed. I know.
All right, Mr. Miggy, anything to add about home airing?
Well, the situation for me, well, my personal experience at least, I must say beforehand that I'm not the most techie person out there. And I wasn't familiar with a lot of the equipment that I had to prep myself for. So this includes condenser microphones, getting a sound card to improve the quality of my voice when I speak on air during my podcast, getting a proper mic stand that so I don't have to hold on to my mic every time I'm speaking. These are like, there's so much things that I had to take note of and think of, like, to purchase before being ready or able to go on air. So that was the experience on my part, as well as setting up my room, because I have a fairly small room, so I guess that's an advantage. There's not much things that make the sound bounce off, you know, like all that, all those techie things that I won't get into it, but the technology, of course, was the difficult part on my end when it comes to home airing. However, like what Paula said, it is nice. There is an advantage to it. Like, once you're done airing your podcast, once you're done with your hosting gig, for example, because that's another thing we do in Green Giants FM, online hosting. So after all the work, you can just head straight. I can just head straight to my bed, which is like right behind me right now. So that's perhaps the advantage of broadcasting or airing while at home.
Right, right. And you guys both mentioned like tech. Like some sort of, Miggy mentioned tech difficulties that he came across. But aside from that, is there any other stuff that you feel like you guys encountered in your college radio station? Any struggles, any obstacles that you feel like are worth mentioning right now? Miggy, how about you go first then?
All right. Well, on my end, I guess for the organization as a whole, of course, there was difficulty during the beginning of the online setting or the beginning of the pandemic to connect with one another. Because although we are a radio station and we mean business, we mean work, but of course I strongly believe that we're more than that. We consider ourselves a community in our own radio station. In fact, we have this line that we like to call, we are the GGF family, because we do consider ourselves at our radio station as a family. And it has been difficult to connect with each other during the pandemic, but of course eventually we have different platforms that help us bond with each other and connect, such as Zoom or perhaps Discord. And yeah, in fact, our radio station has its own Discord server where all the members, whether you're a DJ or you're a member from the other pools, you can just hang out there and talk to each other, you know, catch up and the like. That's where we also do our work as well. So for at least, it's been difficult, but I'd say that Green Giants FM has been able to adjust.
Nice.
How about you, Paula? Do you have some struggles that you've encountered in your college radio station?
Well, as I've mentioned before, like, the only struggle I think that I could think of would be rendering all of our, like, materials for online setting. But I'm actually really thankful for Miriam College, because they were able to change somewhat our curriculum. So they made it like we have a lighter workload, so that everyone, or well, most of us can adjust, because not everyone can honestly just do regular work the way we did back then. So I'm really thankful, because now we can manage our time freely. I can focus not only on my schoolwork, but also my responsibilities in Radio MC, and now like as a part-time graphic designer at Simmer Studios. So I'm really, really thankful. And for RMC, we didn't really have that much difficulty with connecting with one another, because as ironic as it may sound, most of the members that we have right now, we haven't even met in person. Like, we have members from Pangasinan, Bulacan, and I haven't even met them in person, but the bond that we have right now is just surreal. And they always joke about, Ate Pao, please don't leave. We don't want you to graduate. And then I'm just going to be like, I can't, guys. I have to graduate. I have to leave you eventually. So I think that's the sad part, though, is that we didn't really see them before we graduated, or before I graduate. So hopefully in the upcoming months or years, we get to see each other. So
yes, that's right. So hopefully we all see each other as well. But just to wrap up this segment, you guys, what is your message to college radio in the next 5 years?
Oh my gosh, in the next 5 years, just continue doing what you love. I always tell this to my juniors, treat your organization as if you were the one who found it, because everything will follow. If you love, like, if I love RMC the way it should be, and I treat it as if I was the one who started this organization, I will do the best that I can. And eventually, it will show, and other people will see that also. So yeah, that's my message for the future generations. Just continue loving what you do. Have passion, because and also, please don't forget to rest. That's something that I still need to teach myself, but hopefully in the next 5 years you guys learn how to rest. So yes, that is me.
There you go, some beautiful words from Miss Paula. How about you, Miggy?
Well, to give my own message perhaps to my own college radio, like in the next 5 years, I tell them to, you know, keep working hard, keep giving your 110%. I mean, like to all the younger members right now and to the future members, you'll eventually realize that Green Giant FM doesn't carry that weight. We don't carry that around. We hold our own and we give our best, for not because we have to, but it's for the love of the organization. And in fact, in Green Giant FM, we have this golden rule. It says to leave your ego out the door. So when it comes to work or connecting and bonding with your fellow members in the organization, that applies to every aspect and every bit of your life inside the organization. So of course, I hope, like, my message to the future generation of members of Green Giant FM and like the younger members, keep working hard and continue to love the org as much as your older members and your mentors did as well.
Nice. Very well said. And I feel like everyone who's willing to join College Radio, or anyone who's a member of College Radio, is a testament to that. You guys better listen and remember what they said. Alrighty, now before we wrap the segment up, any quick shout outs or any quick social plugs or your upcoming airings, anything you guys want to plug in really quick?
Yes, of course. If you guys want to follow Radio MC, you can go ahead and do that. It's at Official Radio MC on Facebook and on Instagram. And for my socials, you can go ahead and follow me. It's at Gumia Julian. That's GumiaJuliane on Instagram and on TikTok.
There you go. How about you, Mickey? Do you have some socials for College Radio or yourself?
All right, of course. So, of course, you can head over to our Facebook for any updates on what's going on in the organization. That's facebook.com/GreenGiantsFM. You can also head over to our Twitter at GreenGiantsFM. Tag us, tweet us. Let us know your thoughts on anything, like the podcast that we release. Of course, you can also hit us up on our Instagram if you want to check out our pubs and our pretty faces at greengiant.fm. And of course, you can also view our podcast via YouTube at bit.ly/ggfmyt. And lastly, for any more updates and for the podcast themselves as well, you can head over to our website at www.greengiantfm.com.
And that's it. You guys should check out Green Giants FM and Radio MC as well. And we want to thank our guests for today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much. It was an honor and honestly super fun having you guys over. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's been great to be here.
Same. It's an honor, honestly, to collaborate once again with Tiger Radio.
Alrighty, guys, and as mentioned earlier, Paola said that she wishes that a lot of people working college radio get the rest. And we hope you guys remember that, because the next song is Sleep Tonight by December Avenue. Again, once again, a very huge and warm thank you for all our guests for tuning in. And make sure to tune in for World College Radio Day, only here in the station where you hear the roar, UST Tiger Radio.
Better like heaven has done something. you ever said goodbye. Never let you go. I, you can make a grown man cry. If you ever left my side, never let you go. I, got the only air in my back pocket. If you ever left, I got psychotic. Heaven hit me crying, crying. Maybe you're the key to my unlock it. If you ever left, never unlock it. Lonely like an island, island. If my love ain't your love, it's never gonna be nobody's love. Never gonna need nobody's love but yours. Never gonna be nobody's love. Never gonna need nobody's touch but yours. You can make a grown man cry if you ever said goodbye. Never let you go. You can make a grown man cry if you ever left my side. Never let you go.
Get ready.
The roar just got louder. Can you take it?
Whatever you do and wherever you go.
Hear it.
Feel it.
Reaching closer to you.
From the four corners of the Royal and Pontifical University
brings you your favorite hits
and the voices of campus life.
Going on air via mixer.com/USTTigerRadio.
There's no other way but to move forward.
This is the only station where you hear the roar.
This is UST Tiger Radio.
UST Tiger Radio, the only station where you hear the roar. And that last song was Nobody's Love by Love. And before we head on to our next topic, we would like to thank Green Giant FM and Radio MC for being our special guests today. But the fun does not stop there because we have another guest. Would you like to guess who it is, you guys? There you go. That's right. So our guest for this segment is our one and only, our very own on-air head, Anna Frijoliana. Let's give her a round of applause, virtual round of applause for all of us. So, yay. Welcome.
Yay, hey guys.
So, Miss Anna, if you want to tell us something about yourself so that the audience could know you more and better.
Oh, okay. So, hello to all the listeners out there. I'm Anna. I also go by the name Ace for Tiger Radio. I entered as a jock, but now I'm an on-air head. So, yeah. Yeah, starting from the bottom now, we're here. And
wow.
I'm a graduating student already from the University of Santo Tomas. And thank you so much for having me in the show.
There you go. That's Ace or Miss Anna for you. So our first question is, you know, we are all used to airing in our four-cornered booth in BG Pop. But because of this pandemic, we shifted to airing at home. So how do you think this transition was for you? And how did Tiger Radio as a whole still thrive given the situation that we have now?
Actually, I wasn't the head during the time when the pandemic started. So, but I was part of the core members of the heads. Yeah. But at first, of course, it was very shocking, to say the least. Like, no one knew it's going to come and no one knew how to do it. So we had to stop everything, literally stop everything, and we had to figure things out. After a few months, we started airing from home, and the jocks suddenly started airing alone. Like, that was the first time the jocks aired alone for 1-2 hours, and yeah. And then it was all the usual stuff until the board of directors of ComBU told us that we have to do something new for Tiger Radio. And again, to say the least, it was shocking. It was tiring mentally, because as the new on-air head for 2021, it was a really great challenge because there weren't a lot of changes last year. So we really had to get out of the box. Like, we're so limited because of the online setting, but there were also a lot of opportunities outside of it. So it's all about looking into opportunities and growing with that.
Exactly. And I feel like in addition to that, Tiger Radio has still managed to have rigorous training, workshops, and we're able to meet KPIs. It's pretty amazing if you ask me. How did Tiger Radio manage that? Is there any insight that you have into how we were able to accomplish these trainings, these workshops, even during these times?
Yeah. Actually, Tiger Radio, in 2021, January 2021, we only had 30 plus members. Like, imagine 30 plus members for Tiger Radio. We are operating, we tried to operate every day, every night, and air. So other jocks will have to air alone, and then every week they had to air. And then for other executive producers, they have to air, they have to handle two shows in a week. So it's very tiring. But I think how we managed would be the people. Yun yeah, the people who worked with us. From 40, we doubled in numbers. And without the people working with me, it won't be possible. Like, with the KPIs, we set that because we want, again, to grow around the opportunities this whole online setting has given us. And I think it's more of setting those expectations, when meeting those expectations and managing those expectations. So it's just like that. I mean, KPIs are there to probably pressure you, like, to instill in my mind that this is a very big project and you have to meet something. But in the end of the day, if you really like what you're doing, and if the people working with you also likes what they're doing, then you meet those KPIs. And then for the training, I always live by the growth mindset. I always say this, that no matter how many mistakes you've done in this industry, in this whatever, you always have to remember that you have to grow out of it. So that's why we also put a lot of importance in trainings and workshops and all that. So, yeah.
There you go. So, as you've said, starting with Tiger Radio in an online setup, we were just a small group of people.
Yeah.
So, what can you say to the volunteers who still manage to do double work given their workload and, of course, the situation right now?
Actually, all these student volunteers are doing double work. I mean, I always say that you're all students before becoming volunteers, so you also have to prioritize that. And all that I have to say is, of course, thank you. These people are the people who brought Tiger Radio where it is right now, as in, like, without the people who work tirelessly for Tiger Radio, at the same time sharing the same passion, the equal passion, or probably more passion for radio, it's overwhelming. And again, thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you that you're keeping radio alive. Because a lot of people would say that, you know, radio is dead, radio is, you know, irrelevant, stuff like that. But seeing that a lot of people still wants to work on radio, not really as a job, but to produce shows, to work with, you know, within the operations. Yeah.
All right. Now, huge shout out to all our volunteers. Thank you all so much.
That's right.
Not be possible. But as mentioned, or as has been teased on Tiger Radio social media, Tiger Radio is bigger than before. We even had a relaunch of new Tiger Radio in the midst of the pandemic. Is there anything you can tell us or tease about what's to come for Tiger Radio, or any plans that you have for Tiger Radio before you graduate?
Well, actually, the relaunch is my biggest plan already before I graduate, because I have September, October, November. I only have 4 months left before my term ends and before I officially leave Tiger Radio. So this is like my biggest gift, this relaunch. And actually, after the relaunch, I'm starting to make people like Cheeky here. I'm already telling her to do projects, you know, and let other people experience it and all that stuff. So I think the most sentimental plan that I can come up with right now before I graduate is to continuously train these people who's keeping radio alive at this moment in time. So yeah, that's the plan.
There you go. So definitely something to look forward to in Tiger Radio. So much things to look forward to for Tiger Radio. So let me just thank you, Miss Anna Frigiliana, for joining us for this segment. We are honored to have you here. And we are excited as well to see what's in store for Tiger Radio for the coming years and the coming semesters. And with that, we'll be leaving you with a very quick song break. This is going to be Sunflower by Post Malone and Swally, only on the station where you hear the roar. USD Tiger Radio.
Thank you.
Give me a reason to. Every time I'm walking out, I can hear you telling me to turn around. Fighting for my trust and you won't back down. Even if we gotta risk it all right now. I know you're scared of the unknown. You don't wanna be alone. I know I always come and go, but it's out of my control. And you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too much. Or you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
Inside my head, hands up if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time.
Good morning and good night. I wake up at twilight.
Listening to College Radio Day. Across the nation, across the world, this is the day we all come together.
USC Tiger Radio, the only station where you hear the roar. Happy World College Radio Day, everyone. I am Tiger Jock Luke, and I'm joined by...
I'm Tiger Jock Nat. And you guys, we have talked a lot about World College Radio Day and about Resilient Radio. We have our guests from other college radio stations, specifically Miggy from Green Giant FM and Paula from Radio MC. And of course, our very own on-air head, Miss Anna Frijeliana, who shared their own words and thoughts about Resilient Radio.
Big what's up to everyone who guested on this airing, and we hope you guys are having a wonderful time. And if you do want to hear us more, I would like to remind you that Tiger Radio has relaunched. We have a bunch of interesting shows, we have a bunch of interesting things coming out, and we hope you guys tune in. But Nat, where can I find Tiger Radio?
Well, it's good that you ask that, because our listeners can find USD Tiger Radio on Twitter, that is at Tiger Radio USD, on Instagram and TikTok, that is at US Tiger Radio, on our Facebook and YouTube, both at USD Tiger Radio, and of course our Mixlr, wherein we air from Mondays to Fridays, is mixlr.com/US Tiger Radio. So make sure to check those out, you guys, so you can hear more from us and look forward to the projects that we have for you guys.
All right, so I remember our theme for today's World College Radio Day is Resilient Radio. Despite the pandemic, despite all the obstacles that we, and not just us, even the fellow guests that we have had mentioned, we are still bouncing back. There are still plenty of people who are trying out for college radio because it's just an exciting environment. There's so much more to learn, and I feel like the idea, or our volunteers, or the idea of volunteering during these hard times deserves much more credit. So if you are a volunteer, thank you so much. I hope you guys are getting experience, work, or maybe even some interesting insight or lessons that you've learned along the way.
There you go. Props to all the people who are in the background of airing, and of course, of college radios all over the world. So with that, we're gonna leave you with a song that's called Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader. That's only on the station where you hear the roar, USD Tiger Radio.
We get it almost every night when that moon is big and right at the supernatural tonight. Everybody dancing in the moonlight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their snooze to keep it tight.
You're listening to College Radio Day. Across the nation, across the world. This is the day we all come together.
Three, two, one. Get ready.
The roar just got louder.
Can you take it?
Whatever you do, and wherever you go,
hear it,
feel it,
reaching closer to you
from the four corners of the Royal and Pontifical University,
brings you your favorite hits
and the voices off campus life,
going on air via mixer.com/UST Tiger Radio.
There's no other way but to move forward.
This is the only station where you hear the roar.
This is UST Tiger Radio.
I guess you moved on really easily.